Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. And you're going to be glad you did because Beverly Williams is in the building, so to speak. Beverly's our good friend, an original member of the Brain Trust. Heck, she almost got here before I did back in 97, folks. And she only missed it by a week or two. And she's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. That's a national award that the SBA bestowed upon her. She's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding book for home-based business owners, The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have this book. And she works really hard and has been now for a long time for you. If you're home-based or want to be, Beverly is your friend. Beverly, I'm glad to say also, folks, she's our friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, tell your mom she writes a great introduction.
Yeah, will do.
So, Bev.
I didn't even have to pay her.
I know. She just said, I just had to promise to do it right, to say it really
right.
Okay, you're out there where the rubber meets the road every week, helping people who are home-based or want to be micropreneurs. And you know, I was just saying to the audience, one of the things that so much of the powerful people in the world, the big businesses, the big government folks, and all that, so many of those folks, you know, they don't really appreciate what us little guys are all by ourselves, individually, you know, but a home-based business, all the home-based businesses in America are really the headwaters of our economy, of our marketplace.
All by myself,
you know, we're not very big. We don't make a big footprint, a big impact all by ourselves. But there are so many of us that in the aggregate, you know, we're sort of like, you know, we're sort of like if you see a freighter full of soybeans, well, that's a lot of wealth. That's a lot of value. That's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stuck your hand in there and picked up one of those soybeans, that's not very much.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're, you know, I'm kind of like one of those soybeans. You're kind of like one of those soybeans. But when we aggregate together as we do in the marketplace, we're the headwaters of this economy because we're where it starts.
Mm-hmm. I just recently was talking to somebody at Economic Development here in this county, made a comment that someone had questioned how important what I was doing was. And, yeah, somebody who has no idea who is.
They questioned you? They did that to your face?
No, I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, and they questioned how... That's funny.
Whether it was worth...
It's so ludicrous, it's funny.
Yeah. And I said to him, I said, I just want you to think about how many small businesses, mostly mom and pop, one or two person operations, so micro enterprise, are in this county. And I want you to wipe half of them or more out.
Yeah.
And the look on his face, you could see as he processed the information and the realization of what that could mean. He said, you know, this county would probably go under.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the main small businesses and beginning with home base, beginning with the micropreneurs, the people literally sitting at their kitchen tables in the beginning.
Yep.
Those people are the main threads in the fabric of the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we make the little net.
Right.
You know, the big guys make the big nets, but there's a whole lot of things can fall through those big nets, and we're the little nets. We catch a lot of stuff, and what you do, Beverly, one to one, as you do, reminds me of the Star Thrower story.
Yes.
You know, where the storm washed all the little bitty tiny starfish up on the sea, folks. Right. This is a great old story. It's a story from the book, The Star Thrower. And a guy was throwing the fish, the starfish, one at a time back into the water, but there were thousands, hundreds of thousands of these starfish on the beach. And somebody asked him, "Why are you doing that? You can't possibly make a difference with all these starfish on the beach." And the guy picked one of them up and threw it back in, and he said, "I made a difference to that one."
Mm-hmm.
That's Beverly Williams.
Well, yes.
You're a star thrower, Beverly.
One of many, and I'm proud to say, yes, I am making a difference. And I'm glad to do that. And I do want people to realize that without the small businesses, without the micropreneur, whether it's home-based or not, this country will not survive.
Yep.
And that is reality. It's a hard one to take. A lot of people just do not understand the importance. They look at all the big business and say, "Oh, this is who we have to cater to." I'm sorry, that is not the way it works. So,
and you're out there every day talking to these people one at a time. What are some of the things that you're seeing out there? What are some of the issues that your folks are facing right now?
The economy is a big one. I mean, Everybody is looking at tightening their belts.
But are they? Do you think that they're experiencing a tighter economy, or do you think they're reacting to the news media?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think the media is mostly responsible for the feeling of fear, the tightening of belts.
It's called availability cascade. The more the media, there's a word for it, availability cascade. The more we hear it, the more we believe it's true.
I think that creates almost a panic within the country. And you really don't want to get me started on the media and their responsibility or lack thereof on what they do to this country. But, and I know you're part of the media.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But we only speak the truth here.
That's right. We only speak the truth, and we speak it from experience, not from analyzing what we think is going to happen based on.
Well, the other thing is we don't have to fill up 24/7.
That's true.
I think the 24/7 news cycle may wind up being the end of us, Beverly.
Well, I agree with you.
But when we come back, I'm going to get Beverly to talk to us about some of the specifics that some of her folks have been telling her, and what she's been helping them with. What are some of the issues that they're facing that she has helped them with? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Be afraid just as long as you stand by me.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. There are the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, and our good friend, an original member of the Brain Trust. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And folks, you can also find her book there, by the way, and a lot of other stuff there. Her book's available wherever books are sold. And you can also find her on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and askjim.biz. If you're home-based and or want to be, you go back and look at her body of work that she's deposited with us over the last more than 10 years. You can find a lot of stuff there that will help you out, so I hope you'll check that out. AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is where you can find the show and all the other stuff. Beverly, you were going to tell us about some of the specifics that you've been working on with some of your clients.
You know, before I do that, I want to tell you a story of something that happened this past week. I was at the library meeting with a client, and we went to look up some information on the internet, and I was trying to help her without telling her where to go, you know, telling her how to use the internet to research some information for her business plan. And she said, "Well, I don't know how to ask this." And I said, "Type in askjim.biz." And she just sort of looked at me and she said, "Okay." So she did. I said, "Now type in your question." And she did. And she looked up at me in amazement and said, there's the answer.
What a great story.
For this, Jim. You don't
what a great story. I'm going to have to send you a check for
wonderful.
This.
Now, the best part, the person that was sitting at the next computer said, wait a minute, what was the name of that site? And she picked up on it and went and looked. I had two people sitting side by side going, wow, look at this. So I just, it's such a wonderful, wonderful resource for people, and we'd need to get the word out even more.
That warms my cockles. And of course, folks, Beverly helped me birth this site, so you got some skin in that game too, Beverly. But yeah. That's a great thing. I'm glad to know it's helping out. So yeah. What were you helping her with?
Well, she was trying to understand how to price merchandise.
Yep.
This is a young lady who I don't believe that she finished high school.
Yeah.
She has two young children. She is wanting to start a business of her own. She's been working for other people and feels that she could do a better job. She doesn't have enough knowledge yet, and I'm trying to get her to see that the information is there, and she's willing to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of these that when I said, you're not ready to start a business yet, and she said, what do I need to do to be ready?
Right.
And she is more than willing to go out and look at the information that's available and learn from it. So I'm letting her do that as best as I can.
Well, you're giving her really good advice, and I'm proud of you for that, because you're doing the right thing. I mean, sometimes the answer is no, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
Sometimes the answer is not yet.
Yep.
Because you probably kept her from wrecking her life.
Well, in reality, she should go out and do what I did, what you've done, what other people have done, and that's get a job in the industry.
Some experience, exactly.
And get the experience. She's eager to do it now, and it may still be that she ends up having to go do the real job for somebody else for a while first.
But the pricing of a product, that's really hard for a lot of small businesses, isn't it?
It really is. And, it's easier for product-based businesses, but there's still so many things. We were looking at something, a wholesale catalog, and I said, okay, if you order this item at this amount, what are you going to sell it for? Well, I understand you're supposed to double your money. Well, what does that mean? How much is your profit going to be? Well, I'd make this much. No.
Right.
So trying to get her to understand the very basics of economies, how to price things and what that really means. It's not all coming back into your pocket. It's not a concept that she understood very well.
And it's amazing when people realize that if I sell something for $5, only a few pennies of that actually stay in my pocket.
Exactly.
Literally pennies.
Yeah. And that's why everybody wants to start a business. And probably 3 out of 4 that come to me say it's because they have this image in their head of somebody else getting all the money and putting it in their pocket.
Well, I buy something for $2, I sell it for $4.
Uh-huh.
I got $2. $2 times 1,000 customers.
Right.
That's $2,000. Wow, I get to put that in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize that they can't even think about all. They can't even identify all the things that's going to come up that will take some of that money away from them.
Mm-hmm. I had the same conversation with a young man yesterday who has 6 children, all very young, living in a house. He wants to start a home-based business, and his explanation for why he wanted to do that was because he wanted to put the money in his pocket so he could put food on the table.
Yeah.
Because you know what? There's not going to be enough left over. You don't have enough knowledge yet to know how to price yourself.
And probably too many mouths.
Yes, and way too many mouths.
Yeah. I hope he's got a job.
No, he doesn't. That's the problem.
Well, he needs a job first, then he needs to start a business.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Because the business is not going to put money in those babies' mouths quick enough.
Right. That's
not a home-based business. That's the reality, folks. We're not being negative. We're just this is straight talk. As John McCain says, this is the straight talk express here.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I've been out in those trenches.
Yep.
And, I talk from experience, not from book knowledge or
absolutely.
Anything
and that's
else.
What we like about you, Beverly. One of the many things we like about you. Hey, Bev, you keep working out there and helping those folks out. We appreciate it. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I'll be back.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. That's BeverlyWilliams.com. Quick break. Here's Mark Knopfler to take us out as we wait on Russ Brown, who will be with us on the other side of these messages. Stay with us.
Woo-hoo. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.